Okay. I'm on. Perfect. Okay, here we go. Right, I just want to start with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray, Father, for your protection over us. I ask for a warring angel for each person listening and those that listen in the future. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Father, to put on our full armor right now, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the girdle of truth, and the sandals of the gospel of peace. And we stand here armed and ready for battle. And Father, we just thank you for your words. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross. And we just thank you for your faithfulness. Because, Lord, without you, this is not possible. And I come against the spirit of fear. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come out of agreement with the spirit of fear. I bind you, I cage you, and I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. There is no place for you here. You are not allowed here. So if anybody has a prayer request, please leave it in the chat, and I'll get to it. But I'm just going to start praying. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for all the families out there that are struggling right now, that they need your presence, Father, that they're lost, they're confused, they're fearful of what's going on in the world. And Father, we're reminded that if we put our mind on you and we put our mind on heavenly things, that these things will not affect us. They will not hurt us, and you will protect us. And Father, we just thank you for your presence. And I feel the anointing on me right now. I just feel it right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for your presence to fall upon every listener right now in the name of Jesus, your perfect peace. And I pray, Lord, that whatever situation they're facing, Lord, you're gonna build a bridge. You're gonna build a road where there is no roads. They may see complete terror and fear, and they want to give up. But Father, I've been there before too. And you protected me. You saved me. You helped me out of those places. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your protection. We thank you for breaking off the chains of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And I call down Holy Spirit fire on the enemy right now in Jesus' name. Right now. Right now. Right now in Jesus' name. And we just thank you for the warring angels that are protecting us. And we use our spiritual language, the spirit, the power of tongues, because it's a language between you and me, Father. It's a language that the demons can't hear. They don't like it. They hate it. If you want, you can just join along. Just join along in agreement. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for your will to be done. We thank you, Father, for breaking off the chains of the enemy. We thank you, Father, for breaking loose the unbelief in our minds. Father, we have a lot of unbelief. We don't believe anymore. We don't have the faith that you are the creator of all these things. These things are easy for you. We just have to have the faith. We need to meet you halfway, and then you will give us the faith to persevere. Everybody's given a measure of faith, some more, some less. But you can get more faith by reading your Bible. Read that Bible. Open that Bible and read it and focus your mind on Jesus. And he will become so real, so powerful in your life. You're talking to a man who is. I mean, I was in depression. I was ready to commit suicide. But I called upon the name of Jesus, and he came and he saved me. He put people in my life, spirit-filled Christians in my life. He got me going to church again. He got me reading his Bible again. And I see the workings of the Holy Spirit in my life right now. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for all the lost family members. We pray for all the lost people in the world right now. Who are scared, who are frightened. They don't know what's going on. There's things in the world coming. There's war coming. But Father, we don't focus on those things. We focus on you.
And when we focus on you, that fear is gone. It's gone in Jesus' name. It's gone. Have that faith. Grab a hold of it. It's gone. It's not here anymore. God has the power to save us. Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I break any curses, verses, spells, and incantations placed against my friends right now in Jesus' name. And I pray, Holy Spirit, fire on their heads. Holy Spirit, fire on their heads on the enemy that attacked my friends. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray that you stir their spirits up, Father. You stir up their spirits. We just praise you, Father, for you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And we will not walk by sight. We will walk by faith. We will walk by faith because you are here with us. You are always with us. If we are Christians, if we are true Christians, if we have pled the blood of Jesus in our life, we have asked for forgiveness of sins. You made a promise to us that your Holy Spirit will reside in us, along with the baptism, a full immersion of baptism. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, if somebody's listening right now and they want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they have gone through that process, they are saved, they're a spirit-filled Christian, they're born again, they've been baptized by full immersion. Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask for the Holy Spirit baptism on these people right now. In Jesus' name, we just ask it right now in Jesus' name. We ask this, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And we just ask, Father, for you to lead us in these prayers. Let not our minds come forward, but your Spirit come forward. He's breaking chains off. He's breaking chains off right now. I hear sore knee. Someone's got a sore knee. Father God, in the name of Jesus, it's healed. It's healed. Stand up. Stand up and walk. It's fine. It's fine. You can walk now. It's good. God heal it. Father God, we just thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the victory on the cross. We thank you that you rose again from the third day and you're seated at the right hand of the Father. That Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. He was God in the flesh. And right now we have access to his Holy Spirit. And this Holy Spirit, man, he's going to help us walk through the fires, man. We're going through the tribulation, people. We're going through it. Let's prepare. Let's get ready. Let's encourage one another. Let's read our Bibles. Let's study them and be ourselves approved. You know, that's one thing I've really had to work on lately is to be approved, you know, to have a message for those who are wondering about the gospel, because they're going to see something in you and they're going to ask you questions. They're going to say, wow, what's up with you? Why are you so weird and different? And you can tell them, you can bring them into your life. You can bring them for coffee. You can say, hey, well, I got my best friend named Jesus Christ, and he changed my life forever. You know, let's be encouraged. Let's walk through things that are scary, you know, because through that fear, God's going to break those chains off. He's going to put us through testing, and this testing is going to create in us a new strength where we can walk through these things. He gives us the strength to do these things. I'm a testament to that. I'm doing things now I never would have done. I'd be too afraid to do it. But here I am. I'm doing these things. And it's not me. This is God. This is the Holy Spirit. This is Lord Jesus Christ working through me. This has nothing to do with me. But what I wanted to share was I did a little study on Ephesians 6 armor. And I found some really interesting things. So
Ephesians 6 says to put on the whole armor of God. And I wanted to look into that word because I felt like there was something in there that maybe I was missing. And whole is the Greek 3956. And it's all, any, every, the whole, always, always, daily. And I believe there is a spiritual principle in that where he's saying, whole, put on the whole armor, put it on daily. So the first thing when you wake up, you just ask the Father, say, Father, thank you for putting on this armor for me. Thank you for putting on the full armor of God for me. Thank you in Jesus' name. We have access to the Father through Jesus Christ. That is a powerful, powerful thing. And we just grab a hold. We just grab a hold of Jesus, and he's just going to lead us, man. He's going to lead us through things. Like, he's going to, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they went through literal flames. And there was a fourth person there. That was Jesus Christ. Apologize if I got their names wrong, but you get the gist. So Ephesians 6 armor. Just trying to find the verse here. Okay. So Ephesians 6, we're going to just start in verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So I also looked up armor, and it just says full armor, all whole. And Romans 13:12 also has a reference about armor. Put on the armor of light. And this is the Greek word 3696. It says utensil or tool, instrument, weapon, especially offensive for war. And I believe right now what we're witnessing is we're witnessing a lot of Christians who do not know how to take the battle to the devil. And I'm going to show you, friends, how to do that. You know, I don't do this very often, but, you know, I'm stepping out in faith right now. I'm believing this is absolutely what God wants me to do. I've been learning about this stuff for years and years and years. I've always been interested in it. And there's spiritual principles involved that need to be adhered to. And, you know, the full armor of God, it's also, I mean, it represents things in our life, you know. So another interesting thing. So if we continue. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helm of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always, with all prayer and supplication, in the Spirit. In the Spirit. If you have a chance to pray in the Spirit when you're alone, do it. It's very powerful. Put on your armor, and you just start speaking in tongues. And, you know, it's not meant to go out and, you know, oh, look at me, look what I can do. I'm just showing you what it is. It's just, you're connecting to the Holy Spirit, and he just speaks through you. I have no idea what I'm saying. Sometimes he'll give me pictures. Sometimes he'll give me memories that represent something to me. There's something interesting here. So put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So that's something I really wanted to look into. Wiles. So that's the Greek word 3180. It's a compound of 3326 and 3593. It says method. Traveling over. Travesty. Trickery. Wile. Lie in wait. And it also has travel journey. So what the devil does is he knows your weaknesses. He knows where he needs to attack you. And the best way that you can be more protected is by getting rid of things that open up doorways. And what I mean by doorways, I mean when you have certain sins in your life, they open up doorways to the enemy so that he can intervene and he can attack you. He has legal ground to attack you when you have those open doors open. So it could be something simple as like idol worship. This is kind of a tricky one because an idol can be anything. It can be something that, you know, that you hold above God, something that you kind of worship. And this could be like your television, this could be your phone, this could be Facebook, TikTok, all those things. And I mean, it's just a really good idea to just take a pause from those things once in a while and, you know, seek God about it. But, you know, if you have these things in your life, you know, the enemy's got, he's got an easy way to the portal of your eyes and your eye gates, and he'll just put stuff in front of you. And he does it to me all the time. I'm trying to stay away from certain things, and he'll put that stuff right in my face, even when I'm actively trying to stay away from it. But as you stay away from those things, God will bless you because of that. He will help you through those times where you are tempted. And everybody goes through temptation. I know everybody does. I do. I know I do. If you're not being tempted, then I don't know. There's something not right about that. Or maybe you're just, man, maybe you're just really full of the Holy Spirit, and that's good. Maybe that's where you're at. Open doors, that's a huge thing. I mean, it could be anything. It could be crystals. It can be sage. It could be maybe you went to see, you know, a fortune teller. There's ungodly soul ties. You know, having sex before marriage or out of wedlock. All these things, they need to be brought to the cross. They need to be washed clean. And the reason for that is like, we don't want to give the devil any more foothold than he has. I mean, this whole generation is steeped in sin, and they have absolutely no clue what's going on. They just listen to the news. They listen to the programming. Okay. Yep. Work, consume, make money, then you're gone. Like it. There's more to life than that, friends. God wants to set you free. He wants to set you free, and he wants you to live a blessed life. And we can do that with the Holy Spirit. We can do that with the power of the Holy Spirit. So another one, loins, the loin, the hip, procreative power, breastplate, a corselet, breastplate, righteousness, equity of character, specifically Christian justification, innocent, holy, absolutely or relatively. And then we have shod, have your sandals, have your feet shod, with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's from the Greek 5259 and G1210. It says to bind under one's feet, put on shoes or sandals, bind on, shod on. Preparation, prepare, provide, make ready, compare. Also says internal fitness, which I believe means, you know, to be externally fit. Obviously, you're in good shape, you know. You've got good endurance, you're strong, but internal fitness would be knowing the word and how to preach it, how to share it with somebody. And it's very simple, friends. It's just, you're just sharing gospel of Jesus Christ. God in the flesh, died on the cross, rose on the third day, born of the Virgin Mary, through the Holy Spirit, seated at the right hand of the Father. That's powerful, boy. You use that, it's all you need. All you need. It's very simple. So I want to go into shield. This is where it kind of got interesting. So shield, G2375. It says a large shield as a door closure shaped. G2374, a portal or entrance opening. So, I mean, the shield of faith. And what do we use that for? We use that to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So what does it say for quench? To extinguish, to go out. They will send fiery darts towards you, to kindle, to be ignited, glow, refined, to be inflamed with anger, grief, lust, burn fiery, be on fire. And the darts, this is interesting. So in the Greek, it's G956, a missile, spear or arrow. So, you know, the devil's literally sending missiles and spears and fiery arrows at you. So wouldn't it be wise to put on our armor? Wouldn't it be wise to know how to fight against the enemy? Wouldn't it be wise to put the Holy Spirit fire around us, and that it would burn up the enemies and they would burn in screaming agony? We need to stop being afraid of these demons, people. We need to stop being afraid of them. There's more power in Jesus Christ than them. He's already defeated them. We need to take our authority over the enemy in our lives. We need to take authority of it. We need to put on our armor. We need to be under Jesus Christ and his will for our life. Like, we need to be under him. Because if you are doing things outside of his will, it's for nothing. It means nothing. So, do try to stay close with the Lord. And as you get close with him, as you start to love him, as he starts to heal your heart of all the hurts, the pains, the rejection, the divorces, you know, he has the power to heal those parts of us that we can't heal. And you can go out and you can, you know, you can pay for counseling, you can take all the drugs you want, but I'm a firm believer that stuff's only going to be temporary. At a certain point, you got to address the spiritual element, elephant in the room. So I'm going to continue. So yeah, it says, I just find this so interesting, this, the fiery darts, you know, and the darts, what he means is like a missile, a spear, an arrow, a missile. So he's sending missiles at us. That's really crazy. So we know who the wicked are. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Let us have boldness. Let's just pray for boldness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for boldness. Pray for boldness in my life and the life of my friends here listening and anybody listening in the future. We just pray for boldness to go out and to do the things of the gospel, to share our faith, to tell our friends that are perishing, to tell them that Jesus Christ can help them through their pain, through their struggle. There's so many temptations, Father. There's so many temptations. I just thank you, Father. Thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for your perfect peace. We just thank you for all the protection that you're giving the people right now. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all the lost out there, all those that don't know you. We ask that you send laborers into the field. The fields are ripe. They're ready to be harvested. And Father, give us the strength to stay on the straight and narrow path. For there is fire on both sides of this path. And if we don't keep our eyes on you, we stray off that path. And it's very important that we stay just locked in on you. And we pray also that your presence, your love will flow through us and not our own. Because, Lord, I don't want people to see me. I want them to see you. There's no power in me. There's power in you. But that's not true. There's power in me. Because the Holy Spirit is inside of me. I just love the Lord so much. He's done so much for me in my life. I owe him everything. I owe him everything. I'd give my life for the gospel today. 100%. And I'm, you know, a year ago, I would have never said that. He is so faithful and he's so good. He's breaking chains off right now. Breaking chains off the enemy right now. We cancel all curses versus spells and incantations placed against our lives in Jesus' name. And when two or more are gathered together in agreement, let a thing be established. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, through our faith in Jesus Christ, we pray for dreams and visions. We pray for a mighty move of God in our lives. We ask to be transformed. We ask to be transformed by you, Lord, to show us how to walk in this life. Because, Lord, there's things coming on this earth that I don't think a lot of people are prepared for. And I want to share with you the book of Enoch. Parable of Enoch on the future lot of the wicked and the righteous. The words of the blessing of Enoch, wherewith he blessed the elect and righteous who will be living in the day of tribulation, when all the wicked and godless are to be removed. And he took up his parable and said, Enoch, a righteous man, whose eyes were opened by God, saw the vision of the Holy One in the heavens, which the angel showed me. And from them I heard everything, and from them I understood and I saw. But not for this generation, but for a remote one, which is for to come. Concerning the elect, I said, and took up my parable concerning them. The Holy Great One will come forth from his dwelling, and the eternal God will tread upon the earth, even on Mount Sinai, and appear from his camp, and appear in the strength of his might from the heaven of heavens. And all shall be smitten with fear, and the watchers shall quake, and great fear and trembling shall seize them unto the ends of the earth. And the high mountains shall be shaken, and the high hills shall be made low, and shall melt like wax before the flame. And the earth shall be wholly rent in sunder, and all that is upon the earth shall perish. And there shall be a judgment upon all men, but with the righteous he will make peace, and will protect the elect, and mercy shall be upon them, and they shall all belong to God, and they shall be prospered, and they shall all be blessed. And he will help them all, and the light shall appear unto them, and he will make peace with them. And behold, he cometh with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all, and to destroy all the ungodly, and to convict all flesh of all the works of their ungodliness, which they have ungodly committed, and of all the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. I believe 100% this book is for these days. If you read this book, if you haven't read it, I really suggest you read it. It's mind blowing. It really shines a light on what battle we are facing. You know, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Like, we're going to see the release of fallen angels and very, very wicked demons that have been locked up. And when they're released, they just kill people. They just kill everybody in sight. So these are the things we're going to be battling against. And these are the things we're battling against right now. And you may not think that, but, you know, when you put your spiritual armor on, when you're speaking in tongues, you are warring in the heavenlies. You are battling. And when you drop Holy Spirit fire, that is very powerful. And I know it's a scary thing to think about, but I'll tell you, it works. It's powerful. And if you are, if you have your armor on and you're not living a sinful life, you have nothing to fear. You know, if you're actively seeking the presence of God and his things, you don't have anything to fear. You have nothing to worry about. God is with you. You're doing his will. You're seeking him out. You're doing his purposes. He's putting things in your life. He's putting people in your life. We have absolutely nothing to fear, but that's why we need to get the sin out of our lives so that we can be used by God in these end times. And so we can also be protected. Because friends, we're going through this thing. I know a lot of people are waiting for the rapture. I'm not saying the rapture is not going to happen. I'm saying it's not going to be the way people think it is. There's going to be so much deception. You need to understand something. Like, this is the devil's last moment on earth. So you think about all history and everything that's happened. He's going to be loose to do whatever he wants. Do you really think that the stuff that happened in the past is going to be any shadow of what's going to happen in the future? I mean, we read Revelation, and it's shocking. It shocks me because we see these things happening, and it really makes us pause and go, holy man, he's real. He exists. He's powerful, and he's chosen me. So let's continue to pray for our loved ones and family and everybody else for that matter. You know, I just love the Lord. Just love the Lord. I just want to do his will. And the book of Enoch. I mean, let's go to the next one. Next page. This is chapter 2. Observe ye everything that takes place in the heaven, how they do not change their orbits, and the luminaries which are in the heaven, how they all rise and set in order in its season, and transgress not against their appointed order. Behold, ye the earth, give heed to the things which take place upon it, from first to last. How steadfast they are, how none of the things upon earth change, but all the works of God appear to you. Behold, the summer and the winter, how the earth is filled with water, and clouds and dew and rain lie upon it. I want to go to the interesting part of this book. I'm not saying this is not interesting, but I want to go to the Watchers part. Here it is. Found it. Found it. Okay. This is chapter 6. And it came to pass when the children of men had multiplied that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. And the angels, the children of heaven, saw and lusted after them, and said to one another, come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men, and begot us children. And Semeaza, who was their leader, said unto them, I fear ye will not indeed agree to do this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. And they all answered him and said, let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations, not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together, and abound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And they were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon because they had sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And these are the names of their leaders: Semeaza, their leader, Arachabah, Ramael, Kokabiel, Tamiel, Ramiel, Daniel, Ezekiel, Barakiel, Azazel. There's a lot of, I'm not going to say all of them. These are their chiefs of tens. And all the others together with them took unto themselves wives, and each chose for himself one, and they began to go in unto them and defile themselves with them. And they taught them charms, enchantments, and the cutting of roots, and made them acquainted with plants. And they became pregnant, and they bare great giants, whose height where it was 3,000 ells. I don't know how high that is, but I can look it up. Who consumed all the acquisitions of men, and when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. And they began to sin against birds, beasts, reptiles, fish, and devour one another's flesh, and drink the blood. Then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones. I mean, I believe this is happening now. I believe that there's fallen angels right now, and they are giving birth to giants right now. Beasts. I think this is the same thing is happening now. As in the days of Noah, so shall also come at the coming of the Son of Man. You know, all the things that were happening back then. I mean, you know, there was genetic manipulation. That's happening right now. We don't know how far it's going, but yep, things are going to get interesting. And Azazel taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates, and made known to them the metals of the earth and the art of working them, and bracelets and ornaments and the use of antimony and the beautifying of the eyelids and all kinds of costly stones and all coloring tinctures. And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication, and they were led astray and became corrupt in all their ways. Semiyaza taught enchantments and root cuttings, Aramaros, the resolving of enchantments, Barakiel taught astrology, Cocobel, constellations, Ezekiel, the knowledge of the clouds, Araquiel, the signs of the earth, Shamsiel, the signs of the sun, and Sariel, the course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. And then Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel looked down from heaven and saw much bloodshed upon the earth. And all lawlessness was being wrought upon the earth. And they said one to another, "The earth made without inhabitant cries the voice of their crying up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, the holy ones of heaven, the souls of men make their suit, saying, bring our cause before the Most High. And they said to the Lord of the ages, Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings, and God of the ages, the throne of thy glory standeth unto all the generations of the ages, and thy name holy and glorious and blessed unto all the ages. Thou hast made all things, and power over all things hast thou, and all things are naked and open in thy sight. And thou seest all things, and nothing can hide itself from thee. Thou seest what Azazel hath done, who hath taught all unrighteousness on earth and revealed the eternal secrets which were preserved in heaven, which men were striving to learn. And Semiyaza, to whom thou hast given authority to bear rule over his associates, and they have gone to the daughters of men upon the earth, and have slept with women, and have defiled themselves, and revealed to them all kinds of sins. And the women have borne giants, and the whole earth has thereby been filled with blood and unrighteousness. And now behold, the souls of those who have died are crying and make their suit to the gates of heaven, and their lamentations have ascended and cannot cease because of the lawless deeds which are wrought on the earth. And thou knowest all things before they came to pass, and thou seest these things, and thou dost suffer them, and thou dost not say to us what we to do to them in regard to these." Yeah, it's a sobering book. Chapter it starts in chapter 7, I believe, in the book of Enoch. It's really chapter 6. Yeah, fall of the angels, the demoralization of mankind, the intercession of the angels on behalf of mankind, the dooms pronounced by God on the angels, the messianic kingdom, a Noah fragment. Yeah, I think that's it for me tonight. But Parable entered the live studio. I don't know if he's still in here, but thank you for joining. Very nice of you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for, anybody on here. I just pray for the peace of God to be upon them. And I thank you, Father. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your peace. And thank you for your abundance that you've given us. Thank you for the roof over our heads. Thank you for everything you've given us. We can't stop thanking you. So, I am going to log off. So, may God be with you all. In Jesus' name.